Sunday Redeemed Church.
Hey, it's the Live and Good family. Well, almost all the Live and Good family. Lane is on the road with Papa and Uncle Scott out doing some guy stuff. Hallelujah. But we miss him. But guess what? We're all here. Yep. And you're here, and we're going to have church. Guess what? It's yet another internet-only church service. We miss seeing your faces, and I miss those little tiny cinnamon rolls. Okay, well, I miss you more, but praise the Lord. We're going to worship God today, but first, my goodness, church, we're like about to explode with all these praise reports that have been coming in. Just amazing things God is doing, even in the midst of these challenges that we're facing, and Pastor Shelley, why don't you share one of them things?
One of them? He's going to make me only choose one? Okay, so one of the big things that happened this past week is Pastor Steve, when he does his pest control job, does service for a company that has been telling him that they had some stuff that they wanted to donate for us to be able to distribute, and they really wanted it to go to Romania. And so he went and picked it up at the place on, was it yesterday? Yesterday, that's right. And he called me and he said, oh my goodness, I'm so glad that I borrowed your parents' van because we have so much stuff, it's filled. And I was thinking, oh, okay, yeah, right. No church. It was filled, literally from the front to the back. So we have 115 heavy-duty warm jackets of all sizes. They're brand new to send to Romania. We have over 100 pairs of heavy-duty nice gloves that we're going to be able to send, and then 405 pairs of socks that we're going to bless the fish food bank with. So be praying for us to have wisdom of how to send this to Romania. We've kind of been getting some ideas from different people, and but this is so exciting, and just a little teeny tiny thing. If you didn't read your prayer and praise this week, you have to go back and read it. There are so many praise reports about the financial blessings that God is doing. It'll literally knock your socks off. So go read it again.
Hallelujah. So a lot of that stuff is going to the Star of Hope, which is going to be mailed out soon to England first, right?
I think so, yeah.
And then out to Romania. It's just amazing, even in these challenging times, church, that God is still reaching out and providing for people supernaturally through you, through your church. All of your giving and support and prayers is going toward this. Well, we didn't buy any of those coats. Well, you're going to pay for the shipping. So, and God is so big. He's so wonderful. And another praise report, church, is this Sunday, May 10th, 13:30 a.m., your church is now going to be on the radio. That's right, 13:30 a.m., 9:30 in the morning every Sunday. And we're going to start this Sunday, of course. May 10th is Mother's Day. So you'll hear the first part of Pastor Shelley's, one of the classic sermons. It was a musical sermon she did a couple of years ago. So check that out. Amen. And when we start meeting again, you'll be able to listen to your church while you're driving to church. I know that's just exactly what you want to do. But you can share this with your friends and family. A lot of people are just at home or don't want to be using data, so they're on radio. And I just feel a real urgency to be reaching out more. And because of your giving and your tithing and offerings and support, the money's already in the bank, church. So you can sow to these things if you want to. Absolutely, it'll go to these things. But just rejoice over that. And your church is doing so well financially, even though we're not gathering together. Thank you to those of you who continue to send your tithes and offerings, and we're just continuing to thrive and to sow even during this time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, hey, I got a great idea, family. How about if we worship God? Amen. But first, we always begin with our statement of faith.
Yes.
Ready, begin.
I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I am called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I'm the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I'm a child of God, and God loves me.
Tell somebody in your house, God loves you.
God loves you.
Or text or post or whatever you do. Just tell somebody God loves you and everything's going to be all right.
Testify, lift your praises, lift them.
shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is good.
For the Lord is on my side, I will. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and power, your tenderness and grace. Come, Holy Spirit, in your own special way.
Praise the Lord, church. Just see yourself putting your life in Jesus' hands today. He's our protection. Jehovah Nissi, our victory and protection. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd and guide. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Glory to God. Just thank Him for that. Just say, Jesus, I thank you today. I put my life in your hands. I put my whole life in your hands today, God, and I trust you with it. In Jesus' name, spiritually, physically, financially, you're my healer today. Oh, I give you the praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. God is so good. Let's just pray over today's message. We're going to hold the offering till the end today because actually the entire message is an offering message today. So hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to us. And we'll just give you all the praise and all the glory. Make our hearts sensitive to your voice, Lord God. We just give you the praise and welcome your Holy Spirit in this place today to teach us. Just say, teach me, Holy Spirit. I'm ready to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue our message series entitled Outward Signs of an Inward Work. And today's Outward Sign of an Inward Work, we're going to focus on giving. I mean, I just feel so stirred on this week. Some of these wonderful praise reports. We've had so many financial miracle praise reports coming in by email, and we just rejoice with you and praise God for that. That's not an accident, church. That's not by chance. That's a sign of the faith of God working inside of you. Your faithfulness and your giving is being reflected in your receiving, and that's biblical. Amen. But I wanted to start. We just so enjoy your emails and testimonies. But we got a couple of things in the mail this week, and I won't mention their names. But one of them came from a family in California. And if you're listening, we love you and thank you so much for your letter that you sent. And it says this: Dear Pastors Steve and Shelley, and you know what? I'm even going to include the rest of you all, the church, on this because you're all a part of us. Amen. But they say, again, this is a family that hasn't even been to our church. And they say, thank you so much for your continued love and prayers. We truly sense them and rely on them daily. We love you and thank the Lord for you and all the others there who pray for us as well. May the Lord bless you all richly with his love and provision. And then they give the verse Philippians 4:19. Amen. But what a marvelous thing to hear. People that are in another state. Oh, we love California, and just, you know, we have people that watch and listen in different parts of the country and even of the world. And it's just amazing to think, church, that you're a part of something bigger than us. Amen. And I was, you know, it's very moving, you know, that today is our seventh consecutive week of not being able to meet in person, you know. But, you know, God is so much bigger than a building. He's so much bigger than a physical structure of a church. And we just have to remember, family, that this is just for a season. I know I heard today that the governor has said probably this is going to go on through May. And we're just going to have to ride this thing out and trust God with it and just continue to pray for our leaders and believe God to just rid our nation and the world of this COVID fear and threat and the effects of it. Amen. So right now, Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you and praise you that this COVID demon is not too big for Jesus. Amen. And just like the story of David versus Goliath, amen. It said Goliath in that story in 1 Samuel that Goliath taunted and trash talked Israel for 40 days. And this week marks the 40 days that we have been apart, church. Amen. And we just take authority over you, you foul spirit of COVID-19. We declare you defeated in Jesus Christ, Lord, and that we will be able to meet again very, very soon. And we praise you, Lord, for the victory. We speak your health and wholeness over our friends and families. And the faith of God, I'll say it again, the faith of God alive in everyone's hearts. And we'll give you all the praise and glory for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we received another letter from one of you. And again, I won't share the name, but it's just such a blessing to hear your testimonies. But they say this, to our pastors and families, so thankful for your prayers of faith. We are all so blessed in the Lord. Matthew 6:25-34 became a new revelation to me. And then in big letters, all is well. Hallelujah. And that chapter that they're referring to, Jesus says a number of times, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And what a wonderful testimony. Another miracle. God is moving. He's stirring people's hearts. He's continuing to build his church even while we're not meeting. And that is just so exciting. But this all is just a reflection, an outward sign of the inward work that God is doing in all of our hearts. Amen? And the devil can't stop it. It's just so funny that he thinks he can stop God's church. It's hilarious, actually. Amen? But our foundation text for this series, again, is Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. And it says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." Somebody say, "I love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength." And that's what this is all about, church. It's loving God. If we had to sum it up in two words, loving God. Amen. And if we love Jesus with all our hearts, we're going to love one another. If I love God with all my heart, it's going to affect how I raise my kids, how I treat my wife, how I work my job. Amen. What I do when no one else is around. Amen. What I do when I'm not supposed to leave my house much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody just say, "Lord, I love you. I love you so much." And having a giving heart, you know, practicing generosity is such a practical way, an outward sign of the inward work of salvation in our hearts. Amen. And I wanted to share with you, because we've experienced this week. We shared briefly, you know, as we opened up with Shelley and the girls and Luke and I. And there's just some wonderful things that have been happening around here. And you are a part of around here. Even if you're not here, we're still moving. Stuff's still happening. Supernatural stuff is happening. Angels are working. And just amazing things are happening. And three of those things that just have been happening are, you know, are evotional. It's just, you know, it's designed to be a blessing to you. We post it on Facebook on Wednesday afternoons. Our Facebook page, you can find it at our redeemed-church.org website. You can find our Facebook link there, and we email it to you all. But we've had people from out of state again, even people out of country that are hearing this and watching this. It's for you first, church. It's for you and your kids and your grandkids. You know, I'm just a big kid myself, and it's so interesting. The Lord opened my eyes this past week. He's like, look at what you're doing. Look at what your church is doing by sending you out into the community. Literally, I'm out there sharing God's word in the streets, on hiking trails, right? In the grocery store, you know, on a park bench while people are walking around and dry. I mean, we're out there, church. That's you. Me being out there is you being out there, is what I'm trying to say. And I just felt such a thing with that we need to be doing that as a ministry to you. It's to build you up. And the Lord is like, he said, you know what? Let me encourage whoever I want to encourage with this. And he has been. We've been hearing stories of people outside of our church. And it's amazing. So praise the Lord for that. That's you, you know, sowing your pastor out there. It's wonderful. Amen. And I've felt so stirred for a couple of years to get us on the radio. And I have done research on it, you know, crunched numbers. Just hasn't worked out. Well, guess what, church? Next Sunday, May 10th, Mother's Day, we will be on the radio. You might even hear yourself in the background yelling amen. Who knows? But it's so wonderful. Every Sunday morning at 9:30, between 9:30 and 10, your church will be on the radio. 1330 AM. So it's a wonderful local Christian station. And, you know, there, I just feel stirred to continue to reach, to continue to sow, to continue to give. Amen. We're not asking anything from those people. We're just going to come out and say, hey, listen, we're just here to be a blessing to you. This is to build you up and encourage you in your faith. Praise God. And we're going to share with them messages that, you know, we have. My goodness, we have so many messages in our archives that will never run out. Amen. So God is so good. Amen. But I'm so excited about that. So Mother's Day morning, you'll be able to turn that on if you think about it. And Pastor Shelley will be teaching because it's Mother's Day and she's doing, you know, a part one and a part two. So it's going to be awesome. Amen. So rejoice in that. And then this past week, I mean, I do business with a, you know, I have a, you know, a day job that I do. And one of our accounts themselves are a nonprofit. They're really a state organization and they have this huge storage area. And the gal there that's been working with me, and we touch base often, has had boxes full of brand new coats and she told me a long time ago, probably several months ago, maybe a year ago, that they needed to get rid of them. They didn't have anybody to give them to, which that was kind of, you know, like, wow, really? And I told them, hey, we have this organization called Star of Hope. And they have this really poor part of Romania that's really cold. And these people could use this stuff. And she, well, maybe we'll do it. Well, guess what, church? Just this past week, we took possession. Your church took possession of over 100 heavy coats. Shelley shared that, right? Not only that, I didn't know, but there was also boxes and boxes of gloves and boxes of socks. Everything high quality. Brand new, still in the wrapping. Look at what your God is doing, reaching out through you, reaching out through your church to touch the world while we're feeling this sense of pressure ourselves while the enemy seems like he's trying to shut everything down, good luck, right? Good luck, devil, because you're not going to stop God. But I wanted to have my son Luke is here with me right now. He's been so patient, and I love him. How you doing, Luke?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. And I just wanted him to kind of, we're just going to share with you the story of how this thing, because yesterday it just all happened, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Luke and Lane, you know, sometimes, you know, the girls kind of do their thing with mom and the boys and I kind of do our thing. We do stuff together. But I had been kind of wrestling with the radio program all day. I took the day off yesterday from work. Even though I was home from work, you didn't see me much, did you?
No.
Right. So I was in here working and just honestly, I was a little frustrated with it and got it to a certain point. And it's like, okay, guys, I also got to go get these coats. Pray. I was like trying to keep a good attitude. Hallelujah. Right. And this gal I know has several, I thought, quote, several boxes of coats to go pick up. And we wanted to hook up Star of Hope with them. And so finally, me and the boys got ourselves together. Our van's been getting some work done. And we needed a larger vehicle. So we went to whose house?
Our grandparents.
Yeah. So we went up to Shelly's folks' house, and they have this nice big cargo van. And Luke and I and Lane set out to go and pick up these coats. And we were just kind of leaving the Camas area, heading toward Vancouver. And what happened?
Well, you see what happened was our uncle and our grandpa passed right by us, and they were going to where they had been hunting for a while. And so they noticed that we were passing them. So they called my dad and asked for Lane to go and help them out.
That's right. They needed another guy and for some work that needed to be done for a couple days, and they asked for Lane's help. They didn't have room for Luke or the girls, but they asked for Lane to come if he could. And so and I'll tell you what, church, I was just trying to figure all this stuff out with the radio program. I had about an hour and a half to get this stuff. We had already left, and I was like, okay. So I turned around, did an about face, and we came home, got Lane hooked up with his grandpa and uncle, and me and Luke headed out to the place in Vancouver to pick up the gear. And when we got there, Luke, I was thinking that we were talking, you know, 5-6 boxes of coats. And what did we see when we got there?
About 20 to 30.
There was, I mean, I'm telling you, we started loading with the gal there. We started loading this cargo van. I'm thinking our minivan could have handled it. I thought of taking my daughter's hatchback. Oh, Lord of mercy. And the amazing thing was, I was so tired, I couldn't hardly think straight. And if we had had Lane with us, Luke, tell us what would have happened if we would have had Lane with us.
We couldn't have room. He would have to be riding on top of the car.
Yeah, I mean, this cargo van is so packed. I mean, me and Luke, right? We're jamming boxes into, squeezing boxes into the cargo van, church.
I mean, the doors weren't even hardly closed.
That's right. The light kept blinking as we were driving home. It's like, uh-oh, are we going to have a Chips experience where the doors fly open and all of a sudden there's boxes all over the freeway and the police are after us, right? But what an amazing thing. Amen?
Amen.
And I wanted Luke here to help me relive that because it was such a powerful thing. I mean, and by the way, the radio broadcast came together just beautifully. Hallelujah. And but the Lord just reminded me, Luke, that you know, it was a good thing that Lane had another assignment.
Yeah,
because we would have been stuck. Mm-hmm. We'd had to leave something behind, or leave you behind, or leave Lane behind, or
that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, that's right, because there was no room. Amen. And hey, Luke, why don't you, one of our core verses today, church, if you got your notes, a couple of them are right off Luke's name here. And this is from Luke chapter 6, verse 38 in the Amplified Version. Luke, would you read that to him?
It says, "Give it and it will be given to you. They will pour it into your lap, a good measure, and it will be pressed down, shaken together, and still running over with no space left for more."
That's right. See that last part again with,
"There's no space left for more."
And I'll tell you what, Luke, we experienced that just yesterday, didn't mm-hmm. we? I mean, wasn't that amazing?
Yes.
And now it's in our garage, looks like an assembly line now. I mean, it's stuffed to the ceiling, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
So we picked up some packing tape today. We're going to be preparing things to mail. We'll get you guys some pictures of it so you can see what we're talking about. It's a wow moment.
Yeah, it's like in Luke chapter 5, both our boats are sinking.
That's right. That's what you said. Remember when we were talking and while we were packing, what did you say?
I said, I think both our boats are filled.
Yeah, it's that story in the Bible about the boat sinking blessing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, church, God is so amazing, even in a time like this, to cram this cargo van so full of the blessing of God that only room left was for two guys in the front. Hallelujah. And it's going to go across the ocean, much of it. There's going to be a part of it, probably the socks, we're thinking, will go to the fish food bank here in Vancouver to help them. But the warm stuff is going to go to a poor region of Romania. So, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Luke, for sharing.
Yeah.
You mind if I do some preaching now?
Okay.
I think we already are. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God is so good. Well, you know, when Luke mentioned that yesterday, he mentioned that very thing. Dad, this is like a boat busting, boat sinking blessing. And oh, how true. Amen. I mean, an amazing miracle, church, that we get to be a part of. And what a joy. Amen. It's a joyful, happy, wonderful thing when the church gets to be involved in something amazing, even when the devil thinks he shut it down. He's such a, you know, what a fool. Amen. He can't stop the Holy Ghost. Amen. You and I, we just got to keep practicing our faith, practicing staying in the Word, practicing praising and walking in peace with God and with each other, not letting stuff rub us wrong. Amen. Walking in patience with other people. When we go into grocery stores or in the public and some people may seem like they're stressing. I had two people this past week on my day job. One lady glared at me for daring to walk down the same sidewalk she was. Amen. Another lady lectured me on not wearing the right mask inside of her house, and she wasn't wearing one herself. I mean, people have all these fragments of information about what's going on, and they're afraid and stressed out, and we just have to walk in love toward people. That's what I said to one of the ladies today, this week. I said, you know what, ma'am, I guess it's just all about us watching our hearts right now, isn't it? Amen. So we pray for our leaders. We encourage one another. We smile at people. We compliment people that are counting customers while we're waiting in line today in the rain, my wife at Trader Joe's or whatever. And then you get to the front door and they're still got to hold you for a minute. Just, you know what, ma'am? Thank you for being here. The gal at Starbucks today, when Luke and I hit the drive-thru, thank you guys for being here today. You know, practice, that's a form of giving appreciation. Amen. And leaving a nice gratuity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. But I wanted to get to that chapter Luke was talking about. Luke, could you hand me my Bible right there? In Luke chapter 5, and this is the story of the boat sinking blessing that Luke was touching on there. And of course, it's out of the book of Luke. Amen. So praise God. So verses 1 through 7 say this. Luke 5, verses 1 through 7. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. Somebody say, choose mine, Jesus. If he comes to the lake and sees two boats, I'm saying, choose my boat, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, my boat is available to you. Amen. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. I mean, man, that was their business. That was their livelihood. It was messy, stinky. They've been out all night. They're exhausted, right? Amen. Probably hungry and maybe a little grumpy. Amen. And then verse 3 says, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Can you see Simon? Oh, sure. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus. Right. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Amen. And I've heard stories that, you know, for one, the people were crowding him, so he needed some space. So he stepped out into a boat. And I've also heard that water is a great buffer for voices. They didn't have microphone, and I bet Jesus had a booming voice too. But the water just bounced his voice up off, and what a great tool for Jesus, right? Jesus needed a tool, and Peter, Simon, gave him his boat to use, even if he wasn't all that cheerful at first about it. Amen. Verse 4, when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, Simon had been out all night, so he probably didn't feel much like launching out of the deep. And oh, by the way, Jesus, I'm the fisherman. You're the carpenter. I know when the time is right and where it is. And you're a little, you know, he could have had all sorts of reasons to just said, nah, I'm not going to do that. I let you use my boat, but that's no. No, Jesus said this, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Somebody say, for a catch. Hallelujah. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. What a smart, wise decision. At your word, I will let down the net. Even though it looks funny, doesn't feel right, nevertheless, Jesus, at your word, hallelujah, I'll do what you say, right? And verse 6, when they had done this, somebody say, when they had done this. Now, see, that's a huge point, especially in Word of Faith circles, right? Word of Faith people, oftentimes we can get to be word junkies, where we just collect notes. We collect sermon series. We listen some more. I love listening and watching the Victory Network. And your pastor, I'll tell you what, the reason I talk about the Victory Network, people like the Copelands and the Savelles and the Duplantises, right? Andrew Womack and Creflo Dollars and Bill Winston's and Keith Moore's. The reason I talk about them so much, church, is because that's the kind of person I am. I'm a faith guy. That's the kind of pastor you got. That's the watering hole I water from. Amen. And I love our other folks in the body of Christ, and whether it's Baptist, Presbyterian, if Jesus is Lord, you're my family. But you know what? That's where I'm feeding, church. Amen. But the cool thing is it says this, when they had done this. So they didn't just hear Jesus say something. And we got to remember that in faith circles. Don't just be a hearer. Be a doer. Somebody say, I'm not just a hearer. I am a doer of God's word. Amen? Glory to God. Verse 6, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. Amen, Luke. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats. Man, if they just had had, you know what? If there'd have been 6, 8, 10, 12, 40, 22, 42 boats, every one of those boats, I believe, would have gotten filled that day. Amen? They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Amen. Isn't that glorious, church? And there's a few notes I wanted to look at there. Verse 3. It says this, he, Jesus, got into, or the King James says, entered one of the boats. And the word entered means reach. Oh, isn't that glorious? I mean, to think about the people Jesus is reaching through your church, even when we're not together. That's a miracle. That's joyous. That's hilarious. It means, entered means he stepped in. Amen. I believe Jesus is stepping in right now and preaching to us through me. Amen? It means to take ship. I think of the old Star Trek episodes, remember? When the alien would come in and say, I'm taking the ship. Well, Jesus, I'm saying in a good way, Jesus, take the ship. Somebody just say that. Jesus, take my ship. I'm giving you use of my ship. And that's what Peter did. Simon Peter did. He gave the use of his ship to Jesus. And that's what we do with this church. That's what we do with our homes, with our finances, with our time, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, Jesus, take my ship.
and do something with it. Verse 5 says this, when they said, we have toiled all night and caught nothing, right? Toiled means to feel fatigue. I'll tell you what, man, yesterday I felt fatigue. I took the whole day off to work on ministry projects that we needed. I felt we just needed a breakthrough. And we were at the end of the month with the business things, which can be a little slow. And I asked, they said, yeah, sure, take the day. Well, praise God. But boy, I'll tell you, it was a wrestling match, but we win, church. The Lord helped us over, right? I felt fatigued, but let me tell you something. There's going to be a mighty harvest through the things that you and I are doing together. It meant to work hard. They had worked hard. They had toiled. They had worked hard. They were fatigued. They were weary, you know? And sometimes one of the devotionals I read today out of Brother Copeland's Faith to Faith book was talking about how athletes get to that place where they call it the wall. And you feel fatigued, you feel tired, you've worked hard, and you just have to press past the wall and you'll get that second wind. Amen? And don't you know Jesus, his word says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's the word of God says, the willing and obedient will be blessed. So it's not just enough for me to be obedient, I also need to be happy about it, be willing. So I had to remind myself yesterday, you know what? I love this radio show. I love this, what I'm doing for God. I love that we have to turn around and bring Lane home. Hallelujah. Oh, do you see it, church? So all toiling laid aside, we give our ship to Jesus and he refreshes us. Amen. Oh, how they must have, don't you know, let's move on. Verse 6, then they caught a great number, which in the King James means multitude. Say multitude of fish, a fullness. The word multitude means, and these are words out of the concordance, means a fullness. Somebody say a fullness, a large number, throng, company, influence, supply, furnish. Don't you know God is furnishing all kinds of people's needs through us, and we're not even having church for the seventh week in a row. That's amazing, church. He's supplying the need. He's influencing people through our work. Amen? We're pointing them to Jesus, church. He's building a company of believers. He's sending a company of angels out. Don't you know when those men began to see what was happening? I'll bet you, church. I'll bet you they got a fresh wind of energy right there, a fresh dose of adrenaline. And Jesus probably just stood back and smiled and nodded his head. Hey, Peter, Simon, thanks for letting me use your ship. Thanks for your ship. And I'll bet Simon said, anytime, anytime, Jesus. Somebody say anytime. Hallelujah. Anytime, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. As we close today, I want to read to you a couple of partnership letter notes that apply to these things. Amen. And again, I can't encourage you enough. Check out Victory Network. Just search it out. Go Victory on your Google it and check into it. Amen. You can watch it on Roku. You can watch it online. Just be plugging into words of faith. Why? Anointed things will build you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I'm your pastor, that should mean something to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesse Duplantis says this, and this is out of his, and you know, you should also pray about being partners with these people yourself. Amen. Your church is a partner. Shelley and I are partners. Pray about partnership with some of these ministries that bless you, right? Jesse Duplantis says this in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Don't you know Jesus is all about abundant life? The devil's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? Amazing how many Christians don't believe that. They think God is the one sending stuff like COVID. No. Jesus died to crucify and remove curses. COVID is part of the curse. Amen? Praise the Lord. Jesse says this, we're not slowing down. We're pushing the light. Boy, I'll tell you, that fired me up. Somebody say, we're pushing the light. Amen? This radio broadcast, the devotional, this giving we're doing, you plugging in and hearing these messages, you know, what are we doing? We're pushing the light. We're pointing people to Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God, he says. Nothing is impossible with God. We're more than conquerors. Keep the faith. And their theme for the year is great expectation gets great results. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jerry Saville says this. James, this is a great verse right here. James 1, verse 3 in the Message translation. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. That made me think of you guys sending me out there as your pastor. I'm out in the streets. I'm out in the community. And my boys are out there with me. And we're doing devotionals out there. Right out there in public, right? Because under pressure, our faith life has forced us out into the open. We're not even preaching inside of a building right now. We're out there in the fresh air. Amen? Isn't that glorious? Praise God. But he says this, God honors faith. Be bold in faith. And this is really part of what inspired this message too, is these next couple of points. Practice generosity. The mark of an established heart. Glory to God. Never stop blessing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I never stop blessing. Amen. And if you never stop blessing, you'll never stop experiencing the blessing, which is what we're hearing from you. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And he says this, finally, the worst thing we could ever do under pressure is stop sowing. Be a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray, church. Father God, we thank you for this message today. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that are sensitive to your words today, Lord. We commit our lives. Just say, Father, I commit my life to being a giver. I commit my life to being a blessing. I thank you for the wonderful things that you're doing through Redeemed Church. Father God, I thank you for the wonderful things you're doing through me, and I'll give you all the praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, if you're sending your tithes and offering, specifically we're talking about sowing into God's work, into the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Which is why you tithe and give and so forth. Amen. But you can mail your tithes or offerings to Redeemed Church, P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Well, God bless you, church. We love you. We miss you. We'll see you again soon. And again, just stay in touch with us by either mail or email as well, redeemedfam@gmail.com. God bless you, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.